me in a hand. A yes and no. That's your other Jewish answer. Okay? Yes, it's a hand. But it's God's book. It means more. What's the word hand in Hebrew? Oh. Beautiful. Yod. Right? And what's the next letter? Dalet. Alright? Yod, Dalet. Yad. In Hebrew, a hand goes where? Up to but not including the shoulder. This is a hand. I'll tell to you as a doctor, a hand in Western anatomy is from the below the wrist. You have the wrist, right? Then you have the hand, forearm, upper arm, arm in total. Hand in Hebrew goes from the fingertips up to but not including the shoulder, and also in modern Greek. Same in modern Greek. It maintains the original Koine Greek. It maintains the original Greek, the common Greek, for being the hand. It's not here. So when Christ got crucified in his hand, and you're thinking as a Westerner reading back isogetically into the text, you're just thinking a hand which cannot be supported. Body weight and vectors in engineering studies, it would have to be between the radius and ulna and the wrist, and it would have vector studies, and now you could support it. But, that's the forearm. No, it's the hand. But we decide what hand is now that we have modern anatomy. So it must be what we say. And then we'll have to change their books back there to fit my understanding of what it is today. Because that's what it is today. So that must be what it was 2,000 years ago, right? I don't think so. So yad, what is the numeric equivalent of that? Come on. Yod is what? And dalet is what? 14. What's another word that equals 14? That you know already? David. What is David's name? David. In modern Hebrew? David. In biblical Hebrew? David. Perfect. How much is David's name equal? 14. How much is a dalet? 4. How much is a vav? 6. How much is another dalet? Add them up. 14. How much is hand? 14. Well, they're equal value. They must mean something. What does David's name mean? David, what is the first letter? A dalet. How do you say door in Hebrew? Delet. There's two dalets here, the first and the last. When you have two dalets, and Jesus is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And the words, living word, which is his still, it's his word. You want to see him? See what he said. David, Dalet, Dalet. Oh, why are we talking about David? Jesus Christ, the son of David, son of Abraham. Who's born first, Abraham or David? Yes. So why is David mentioned first in Matthew 1:1? Because it's not giving you that kind of genealogy. It opens up the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, son of Abraham. Why is Abraham mentioned first? No, Abraham. Who's mentioned first? David. But David is not born first. Why? The focus is on who? David, is it not? What is one of the titles of Jesus? He is the root and the offspring of David. That's a sign of both what? We miss so much, we're not paying attention. We're going to get it here. What does the root mean? He proceeds. The root of a tree is its base. That means he proceeds as the root and the offspring. Offspring, if you have offspring, then you're kids. So here's David physically born, King David, Melech David. Melech David is King David, Melech David, he's born. His offspring is Jesus Christ, God in form. But to be the root of David means he precedes him, and David comes from him. He's David's root. David extends from him. So he's got to be before and after him. God, man. That's what it always means. Because there's nothing below a root. The root is the most centered, original base from which it all starts. Now, first and last letter are two doors, which means David becomes the greatest door. What's the middle letter Vav represent? Man. Man's greatest door. What does Jesus say in John 10:9? I am the door. So it's all about David and the son of David, and the math is perfect. Now, why in Matthew do you have three generations? In Matthew chapter 1, you have three 14s. 14 generations, 14 generations, 14 generations, and those are not literally all the names listed. When you compare it to Chronicles, you'll see that some names are left out. Why? Because Matthew knows that everybody else could read the same book. No one's going to say, hey, Matt, you left out a bunch of names. He said, yeah, I know. Why are you even asking? They wouldn't even ask him that. They don't memorize it. They knew what he left out. 14, 14, 14. 14 generations, 14 generations, 14 generations to Christ. Right? What happens when you say something once in the Bible? God said it. What happens when you say it twice? You make it a superlative. The few times anything is mentioned, three times, you should be on your knees and facing as close to the ground as you can get. 14, 14, 14, translate that. David, David, David. This is the son of David, the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. That's why you have an interposition of the two genealogy. It's a genealogy, you got a better order! No, I don't. Because we all know what the birth order was. I'm giving you the real order of things. He's the son of David. 14, 14, 14 constructed to show you as hard as he can in chapter... I took my watch off. As hard as he can in chapter 1. David, David, David! This is the son of David! The root and the offspring of David. Now, something you haven't heard yet either. What else equals 14? I already saw you in class with this. You'll love it. What else equals 14? Any other word? You're going to learn to live in this. And then when some guy comes along and goes, the Bible is written by a bunch of drunk Jewish guys. Just a bunch of stories. Bring them in. Bring them in. Just tie them up and bring them in. So Yad was what? Hand, right? What was that next one? Yeah, David. Right? David, 14, right? And then, what else is another word that we're going to do here today for this? Zahav. Don't ask me what it means yet. Just do the math. I'll tell you. But yeah, wait. You won't wait past today. Zahav. Zayin equals what? Seven. Perfect. Always seven. So once you know it, it's going to be always the same. All right? Hey. Five. Good, John. Beit. Two. Gold. 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 As in silver and gold. Zahav. Gold. Pure, unadulterated, perfect gold. The most precious element of its type in the world. All economies based on gold. Gold has never gone to zero. Gold holds up when your countries don't. When they just print in paper, like here and in Zimbabwe, a little bit ahead of us. Zahav, gold, equals what? 14. Oh, it's 14 again. So gold equals David equals hand. What does Zion itself mean? Now let's first talk about gold. Gold is truly valuable. Why? What are the letters? Zion means to pierce. Hey, grace, mercy. This is a movie. Beit means house. Pierce, grace, mercy. Piercing, grace, mercy. Gold is truly valuable because it is a grace and mercy that pierces the house where you live. Why does gold have value? Somebody asked me that sometime before. Now you have your answer. Grace, God has sent that which is represented on earth as gold, which is universal in its value. Every culture, every place on the face of the earth, you have gold, it's worth more than anything else. You can go anywhere. You can go anywhere with gold. It pierces, the grace and mercy pierces where you live. Because God has used and sent grace and mercy into your life, Ephesians 2, 8, 9. For by grace you have been saved. Not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works that any man should boast. That's why gold has value, and it's not just some colored stone out there. Because it represents 14, it's tied in totally to Jesus. And what did they bring? What is one of the three types of elements they brought the son of David?
Gold.
Interesting. 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 Zahav, the gold standard, the son of David. Why do you think gold is worth stuff, people? Isn't that beautiful? For by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of man, not of works that any man should boast. Okay. Now we're